having pastoral care conversations about dads with daughters, I wanted to now just kind of give some general dads with daughters wisdom, taken from Dr. Kevin Lehman's book, Be the Dad She Needs You to Be, The Indelible Imprint a Father Leaves on Her Daughter's Life, published by Thomas Nelson. Here's just some things. I want to talk about the critical eye. Some dads just can't hold that back. Criticalized dads can find the flaw in anything. They're always taking the cheap shot, the hit that says, you could be better. I see this in stories of so many adults who tell me, my parents never said I'm proud of you or I love you. If you're a pastor or a leader, Christian leader out there, and you see that combination, there may be an opportunity for some pastoring here, or in your sermons, when you're talking about parenting, bring up the danger of the critical eye, the exasperation of the critical eye in a dad. And maybe here are some of the signs that you are too critical, or signs of a critical dad. Your kids draw a picture and tear it up before your eyes because it's not good enough. Your kids take a test and says, I really blew it. Later you found out she got an A. Your kids put herself down before you can. So in the sense your children are sort of, you know, like making sure they don't have to hear this from you. Here are signs that you are too critical, that dads are too critical. Here's the daddy tune-up ask yourself list. Am I quick to react? Do I prejudge people and situations? Do I jump to conclusions? Is my automatic answer no? Do I have a short fuse? Am I great at finding the flaws? Am I a nitpicker? Do I have a need to be right? Do I blame others for my shortcoming? If you replied yes to any of the above questions, you have a critical eye. In fact, in a lot of ways, we all have critical eyes. This is the truth. But this is a very negative thing when it comes to raising children, that you have to be in balance. You know, I always feel, say 4, 5, 6 positive things if you dare to point out some negative things. In other words, try to see the good, what God is doing in your children. Not just point out the negative. Now, some dads would say, or some pastors would say, well, we have to discipline our child in the way they should go. And I would take discipline as being you're guiding them in the way they should go. And you do it in a very respectful, God-glorifying balance. Here's another thing that I've noticed over the years, the not engaged dad. No matter what age your daughter is, from babyhood to teenager, she needs you. She needs you to bond with her. She needs to know there is a safe place to land. You'll always be there for her. And if she doesn't see you all the time on a regular basis, she isn't going to bond with you. Young kids in particular have very sharp memories. So I've seen this again over the years, the dad who's just not engaged with their children. So take a careful look at your schedule. Record your daughter's events as your first priorities outside your regular workday, not your last priority when you can fit it in. When she has an event, show up if you're local. If you're long distance, call her or text her before the event and do the same after the event. Notice it takes effort and engagement to be the dad she needs you to be. Research activities your daughter is interested in. Take your focus off giving her gifts and substitute activities you can do together. If this one thing doesn't change, nothing in your relationship will change. You have to spend time together to reestablish connection. Find ways in which you can participate with her in those activities she enjoys. If she likes rock climbing, find a local rock climbing wall and try it out with her. If she likes concerts, take her to one. And if it's not the sort of music you like, so what? If she likes to paint ceramics, it won't kill you to sit beside her and paint a dog or cat at a mall. Bet she'd love to have the one you painted with her too. She would display it proudly in her bedroom. Even more importantly, it's a reminder of the fact Daddy loves me. So really getting to know, what is your daughter interested in? Show her you think of her throughout the day. Send little texts if you're in a Western world and you have smartphones. Create inside jokes between the two of you. Find fun videos and pictures to make her laugh and send her the links. Make regular appointments. If you live in the same town, go out of your way to make at least one night a week dad and daughter night. If you live a distance apart, make frequent trips to see your daughter and use Skype or FaceTime so you can talk regularly face to face. Ask her opinion on issues you face. Your daughter needs to know that you value her opinion. If you make it clear to her, she'll also be more likely to share her own questions or issues she's facing with you. Kids don't like questions. Their defenses go up immediately. But saying, you're really good at a problem solving, or I like your advice at something, show that you value what your daughter thinks. She will welcome that kind of interaction and go away from it feeling confident about her needed role in your family. Keep your promises. Dads who are trustworthy, never lie, can be counted on. Follow through on their promises, produce trusting, healthy, balanced daughters who find trustworthy men who don't lie, can be counted on, and follow through on their promises. If there is pain and brokenness in your family from divorce, separation, disillusionment, the time to change the pattern is now, before it affects the next generation of your family. The first step is deciding to change yourself. The second step is changing yourself. You can do it. You can choose it. Kevin Lehman is very encouraging, and that's what he says to all of us. Now, he also mentions some wisdom principles for divorced dads. And since divorce is so common in the Western world, and as a pastor or a leader, Christian leader, you're going to face so many opportunities. You're going to have so many opportunities to encourage those who have been divorced dads. Here are some guidelines. Number one, be there for her physically and emotionally. No matter what it takes, make her well-being a priority. Even if you haven't done this in the past, if you focus on your own welfare instead, you need to win her trust once again. That means to make plans, to spend time with her, support her in little ways, and then follow through on what you say you're going to do. Number two, for a guide for divorced dads, go the extra mile to support your ex. Your ex may be your ex, but a long time ago, you made her and your daughter your family. Real men take care of their families, even if the situation is far from ideal. Yes, your ex could be a real piece of work, as it's often said in the Western world, but she is still your daughter's mother. Don't ever badmouth your ex. In fact, you should be doing everything you can to help her. Put in writing that you'll continue to pay for your daughter's private education if you can afford that. That you'll continue your spousal support at least through your daughter's high school graduation. So that your ex can focus on what she needs to do in those remaining years with your daughter at home. Be there with your daughter. Put aside money and help your daughter with college if she is so inclined. The point is even if there's a breakdown, a divorced dad cannot break down his love for his daughters. Some of you are rolling your eyes right now. There's no way my ex is going to accept my apology from me. Not now, not ever. But to reestablish your daddy-daughter connection, you still need to do your part with both mama and daughter. Your part is to apologize genuinely for what you did wrong and ask for forgiveness. Whether the other party extends that forgiveness is up to her. You can't control others' reactions. You can only control your responses. For your relationship with your daughter to change, you need to make it right so that with all your power and might, it's something that can be a blessing again to your daughter. Talk about your failures. If you want your daughter to handle her failures well, you better fess up about your own. Telling your daughter stories about yourself and the goofy, zany, and stupid thing you've done in the past is not only entertaining and fun, but it's a great way to take the pressure off your daughter's internal self-talk. This is especially important to firstborn and onlyborn daughters who tend to be perfectionistic and uptight, thinking they have to do things exactly right to please dad. So we're leaving now the divorce advice and moving on to this next thing that's a just great general wisdom principle. Talk to all your daughters, whether you're a divorced father or just a regular father who's not divorced. Talk about your failures. Let them know that they don't have to be perfectionistic in life. Here's another one, saying I am sorry. Practice saying I am sorry. This is extremely wise, and say it often. I'm a behavioral psychologist, Dr. Kevin Lehman says. So you'd think I, of all people, would know how to navigate my daughters and their emotion without wreaking havoc on the female population in my house. But sometimes I do it very wrong, and I have to say two of the hardest words for men to say, I'm sorry, and be willing to say, I am wrong. I'm wrong, I'm sorry. In the People Smart class, Rich DeVos talks about this as the first two most important phrases. He starts it out, I am wrong, and then I am sorry. But you got the point. If you're right all the time, that hurts the raising of your daughters. Reveal your embarrassing moments. All of us have embarrassing moments. They're part of life. Learning how to handle them is critical in your daughter's battle against perfectionism. You can start by revealing some of your own. Don't measure her success by her achievement. When Holly first went to college, our firstborn straight-A student started pulling all C's. Years later, when someone asked her how I responded, she said, Dad didn't overreact. His attitude more was, they're your grades. It's your life. If those grades are good enough, you'll bear the consequences and get the rewards. Now, in a sense, it's almost kind of a clinical way to say it, but what Dr. Kevin Lehman was saying is, look, this is your life. I'm not going to worry about you getting C's. I love you as a daughter. After daughters are married, here's a few wise ideas. Don't ask what she's making for dinner, especially if she can't cook. Okay. Don't take sides in any disagreement. Memorize the words. I'm sure you guys will handle it. I'm sure you'll work it out. That keeps you out of the line of fire and shows your positive expectation and confidence in them as a couple. Shut up until they ask. Now, what that means in Western culture is, you know, don't meddle in what they're doing unless they ask you to help. And I know, and sometimes I can do that with my daughters and my married daughters too, where I'll all of a sudden see something and I'll just come in. And I need to listen to these words. And every day I need, and especially dads with daughters who are married, you know, this is good advice. Don't give them money unless they request help. Another very good principle. Keep your nose in your own business. Ask about holiday visits. Don't tell. Again, these are very important daughter principles that need to be honored. A good dad's quick reference guide. And here's just sort of summing up things in this presentation. Engage in your daughter's life to stay in her heart. Be loving and steady and balanced. Your girl isn't a boy. Your job, serve, protect, defend, take calculated risks, problem solve. That's your job. Know and love your daughter as an individual. Make her feel special. Keep your cool. Balance always wins the game. Tell stories. Build relationships. Stay calm. And, of course, side with mama. You know, as I think about these presentations as a Christian leader, you're going to take many of these ideas and maybe you'll like have a little Bible study or have a sermon and you'll include some of this wisdom, because in the Bible, these principles are there again and again and again. And these conversations are very important as you lead people into healthy relationships.